everyone, and welcome to the Narnia Web Council. This is Rillian, and I am back.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome back, Rillian. Yes, wow, first podcast I hadn't actually been on. It was amazing, but nevertheless, Jim Fan is here with me today. Hello, Jim Fan.
Hello.
But yeah, you said, hey, have you heard of the podcast? And I'm sort of like, no, I actually hadn't listened to the last one. It's the first podcast I've not heard at all.
Maybe that's a good thing, or we wouldn't still be friends right now.
Maybe, but I shall listen to it, and I shall promptly befriend you on Facebook. What happens. So, anyway, now we're taking a little bit of a break from the analysis on the film today, and we are basically going to Freudian slip. We're going to discuss a...
we're going to be doing a bit of both, actually.
Probably. But we're going to talk a little bit about an interesting news development for the whole Chronicles, actually, as a series. And that surrounds the next Narnia film. The story actually kind of begins quite a while ago. There, we had a poll on Narnia Web with the question of which film do you think they should make next, if supposing one is greenlit. And as one might predict, the overwhelming majority said the Silverchair. It's the next logical step. Whether you're going through the books just in the order that Lewis wrote them, or even just from a production standpoint of, hey, we want to use Will Poulter before he grows up too fast, that kind of thing. And I talked to Glumpital about it, and that was when I first heard some rumblings that actually there were some leanings towards the Magician's Nephew.
Yeah, I think I started hearing about that. It was quite a while ago. Like this time last year, maybe. It was a long time ago when someone brought up the point, well, they might want to make Magician's Nephew next, and I'm like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and so that was an interesting bird telling me that, and I wasn't really, I believed it, I wasn't like, I didn't think, oh, no, they wouldn't do that, because I could see the appeal, but
it didn't seem very logical.
I could kind of see why they might want to do it, but anyway, we'll get into motivations and what it's actually going to do for the story in a little bit. This last week we received the sad news that Narnia producer Perry Moore had been found dead in his apartment, and that came out, and then right afterwards we found out that apparently, and this came out the very next day, we found out that apparently he had just secured some funding for The Magician's Nephew.
Yeah.
And so. A very interesting series of circumstances there. And apparently he'd been working on funding for a few films, including The Magician's Nephew. And now, you know, we just on the 27th get it confirmed from Michael Fogarty that they do want to do The Magician's Nephew next. Now, it's not green lit, but this is the film that will almost certainly be made if another Narnia film is green lit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. When I first read the article, I was away on vacation, and I was scanning through my RSS feeds, you know, just kind of reading headlines. Uh-huh. And then this one came up. It said, you know, Perry Moore passed away. Could Magician's Nephew be next? And I saw, or something along that lines. And I was like, whoa, back up a second. Let's go back and read this. And yeah, I was very surprised. I was extremely surprised to see that it was actually Magician's Nephew that they... Well, first of all, that they were actually even considering making another Narnia film.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, that it was Magician's Nephew. That was really surprising to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this is what we're talking about here, and it's really interesting. I think a lot of us were skeptical. We were wondering about, you know, of course, the ultimately, whenever you're talking about a sequel, it hinges upon the success of the previous film.
Right.
To date, the total for Prince Caspian was a little over $419 million worldwide. Voyage of the Dawn Treader is around $386 million. Now, we've just received word that the foreign box office has surpassed Prince Caspian's.
Yeah.
So, whereas Prince Caspian was much more of a domestic hit than Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Dawn Treader only made about a little over 100 million. Prince Caspian over 140 million. So, you also have to remember that the production budget for Voyage of the Dawn Treader was significantly less.
Right.
So it and also
so
I don't
the
think they.
Profit ratio is higher.
Yeah, the profit ratio is a lot higher. Also, I think that I'm not sure what the marketing cost differences were for each.
I believe they spent significantly less on Dawn Treader than they did with Prince Caspian.
Yeah, but even Prince Caspian, it didn't seem like they were spending a whole lot.
Well, they had a Super Bowl ad. Those things are extremely expensive.
That's true. They did have a Super Bowl ad. So they did. I think they did spend more on marketing. They spent much more on the production budget. I mean, I think it was filmed in 5 countries, for crying out loud. So all those things apparently are making sequel more profitable. It's looking, from a profit standpoint, I think it's looking better now for a sequel than it was at the end of Prince Caspian. Although I remember talking to Glenn Peddle before Dawn Treader came out, and he said unless Dawn Treader is a complete bomb, he said even if it does marginally well, we're going to get another film. Of course, at that time he thought it was going to be The Silver Chair.
Right.
But he said we're definitely going to get 2 more Narnia films, including Dawn Treader. He said after that, that's where I don't know.
Right.
But,
because it would make sense that Fox and Walden would want to do another film as much as possible, since they spent so much time and effort actually keeping the franchise going, getting
right
over the rough spot, which was Dawn Treader, with the whole changing.
Well, some would say Prince Caspian was the rough spot.
Well, I mean, as far as from a production standpoint, where they're changing distributors, they're changing financiers.
Right.
They have, they got to get new investors, what have you. So that was the rough spot that I'm referring to. So now they've they've got that all cleared out, then it would be much easier for them and much more logical for them just, okay, we got this one done, now we can go ahead and do a couple more fairly easily.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let's talk about why do you think that they're going to The Magician's Nephew and not The Silver Chair? I mean, I think a lot of us saw The Silver Chair as far as Will Poulter goes, it made more sense. As far as a natural sequel,
right,
made more sense. Regardless of whether it's good or bad, we'll talk about that in a minute. Why do you think they're going for The Magician's Nephew as the next Narnia film?
Tilda Swinton. Not more or less. I think that has a lot to do with it. Magician's Nephew, it seems like for a while that the filmmakers have been expressing a lot of interest in it, and the fact that one of the lead characters is a Narnian character that they really like, which we can tell by her endless cameos, and she is interested in the character and the role. She said before that she would love to do Magician's Nephew. To have her come back and be a legitimate main character, front runner, it would be much easier for them to do that than to really push to make Will Poulter the lead and new cast, new whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a lot more difficult and a lot more risky, where you can go with the more or less safe bet. We already know what Tilda can do. We already know that whatever she does is going to be pretty good. And it's Magician's Nephew is a very cinematic book, I think. And it would do pretty well, I think, if it were released as a film.
Yeah, I think you could be right about the Tilda Swinton angle. I'd not ever considered that until now. And you could be right on that.
I don't think it's the entire reason, but I think it's
No, you're right.
It's got
right.
a good
I agree
percentage. That's a good reason. reason why.
No, I had not considered that at all, though. I had not considered at all she might be a motivation. I think part of it, I know that there had been, well, you had Michael Apted saying that, I mean, he wasn't sure how he would do the Silver Chair. Like, it sounded like they almost wanted to change that more than Don Treader. Like, oh, we don't know how we would do this for film. It's a walking and talking story. You know, how would we adopt this for film? I'm thinking, oh, yeah, walking and talking story, kind of like The Fellowship of the Ring. Yeah, that would never have worked, adapting it faithfully. But, I mean, I think that, if you look at just different film franchises, I've seen that desire, and it can work well, to go to a prequel mode after a few sequels to get people... sometimes it works well, so I think sometimes it doesn't work so well. But I think that they see, okay, I think they say people would rather see a sequel sometimes than just a whole lot of... they'd rather see a prequel than just a whole lot of sequels.
Right. Because it's a fresh take on it, you know?
People see it as a fresh take. They see it as more original. But because I think that sequels can have a bad reputation, especially for a non-book audience. Harry Potter is different. Everyone knows, not everyone's read Harry Potter, but everyone knows there are 7 Harry Potter books.
Right.
I mean, they just know, oh yeah, they said, even if they don't know there's 7 Harry Potter books, they know that there are Harry Potter books.
They're a recent cultural thing. Like, everyone knows about Harry Potter. It's very much been part of people's lives since forever.
Yeah, so I think part of it is this will appeal to people they think as being more original, more fresh.
Right.
It might pique people's curiosity more because they say, oh, it's a prequel to the film that I liked the best, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I think that might
it was another thing that I was... The way you said it is perfect because I think it was Glumpuddle when he wrote a big article on what movie they might do next, and he said something to that effect, whereas it's much easier to market the prequel to The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe than it is the sequel to The Don Treader.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's much easier.
So, yeah. So I'm trying to remember, Glumpuddle called me at one point, and we were having he said, what do you think about the Magician's Nephew versus Silver Chair? And I think, I'm trying to remember all I said when I told him why they should do the Silver Chair next. Let me ask you first. What do you think of this? I mean, do you think they should do the Magician's Nephew next?
Whether, I think after way that Don Treader was received, I honestly did not think these last 2 months, I really did not think they were going to be making another one, because we had not heard anything. Don Treader was not really reviewed very well. It didn't do well domestically, which means that their key market has more or less lost interest. So I thought it would be a big risk to try and make Silver Chair. Especially since, like you said, because it's a walking and talking film, I think they had planned to do changes to it along the vein of Don Treader, whereas, you know, like incorporating the green mist, possibly. And since that whole plot line was received tepidly at best, that's really not an option anymore. If they want this to have any hope of this making a profit, you know, they have to completely scrap and start over. Mm-hmm. It would be really difficult. So when I heard that they were actually considering making a Narnia film again, I was very surprised. And then when I heard it was The Magician's Nephew, at first I was extremely surprised and I didn't really know what to think. But it's kind of grown on me. I think I would feel better almost about seeing them make Magician's Nephew at this point than Silver Chair. For reasons which I can explain later, but you go ahead and say what you want to say.
Yeah, well, I think, Glumpuddle did bring up an interesting point in his little article called Opinion Narnia No More, or Nanio No More, question mark, sorry.
yeah.
He pointed out that you can't just think, how are you going to do all seven Narnia films? What's the best order to do all seven Narnia films? He said, because of the lack of success of the last two films, Walden doesn't have the luxury of saying, how should we make all seven Narnia films? They just have to say, which film is the best one to make next, even if we're only going to make one.
Right.
So, I think... I see some negatives to this. Yes, I think Silverchair is the best logical... is the logical next step. I think that would be the one I would normally make, and I say would, in the subjunctive sense, because really, I'm not really going to be thrilled if I find out they're making the Silverchair next, because I know of the changes they made to the Dawn Treader.
Right.
So, it's not like I have that much of a love for... Or care that much. Oh, you did such a good job on Dawn Treader. You have to get it really right and, you know, do the next one as the Silverchair. So that, and the fact that they did want to make more changes to the Silverchair makes me think, okay, maybe The Magician's Nephew would be a good one to make next. However, I'm at the point now where I'm wondering if they couldn't get the Silver Chair right as far as adaptation, I'm really not sure you could get The Magician's Nephew right.
Well, I think
so. I don't know who the screenwriters are. I'm kind of at the point where I'm not necessarily. I'm tending to be negative and pessimistic about any other Narnia film being made after the track record of the Dawn Treader. But I think as far as what is the most logical step... let's say we were to only see one more Narnia film be made. And I may come to rue these words, but I'm probably going to say if I were to only see one more Narnia film being made, I'd like the next step to be The Magician's Nephew.
Right.
I think it's starting to make more sense. That or The Horse and His Boy.
That's probably a lot of their thinking, because, as you said, they have to do these films on a film-by-film basis. There was never really a point in the whole franchise, except when Prince Caspian was greenlit. Except for that point. Mm-hmm. There was never a point where they were ever looking ahead except for that movie. When they decided to do Prince Caspian, they also...
kind of had to do Dawn Treader.
Yeah, they kind of added on Dawn Treader. They started casting for it pretty, you know, even before Prince Caspian came out, they did a lot of pre-production work on it. But even when Lion Witch Ward came out, they had to wait until that. All the box office results came in for that. And then definitely with Dawn Treader. So...
Although... Keep in mind, you know, there was a lot of talk, and I remember them talking to Barnes about this, how they were planning on a Caspian trilogy. I mean, that was kind of a given for a while, that, well, if Dawn Treader is a big success, then the next film will be The Silver Chair. I mean, they really did talk about how they were going to try to, I mean, this was in the early days of Prince Caspian, I think, before it came out, but they said, we're going to have kind of a Caspian trilogy, having him as a prince, then a king, and then an old man, and that was,
right.
I mean, there was quite a bit of discussion on that.
The thing that threw that whole thing
off. So this is a big change
was
to the
Prince Caspian underperforming, and then when Disney dropped out, that just sort of set everything back to square one.
Yeah.
So they were never able to follow through on that. So when you thinking about it, whereas they're doing it on a film by film basis, which one do we want to do next that we think will make enough money to potentially finance the next one or whatever? Then, okay, if we only got one left, which one are we going to do? Magician's Nephew makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that has a much higher potential of being a good film than Silver Chair, which would ride off...
Wait, who's the they? When you say they know it has a much higher potential of being
a good film...
They,
as in filmmakers in general, I'm just trying to go through their thought process a bit. And if I...
Do you really think so, though?
Huh?
I'm not sure why. I mean, if I were a filmmaker looking at all the Narnia stories, I would be excited about Wardrobe, fairly excited about Dawn Treader, I'd be good with, say, Silverchair. I'd be really excited about Horse and His Boy. But The Last Battle, Prince Caspian, and Magician's Nephew, all three, I think, would scare
See,
me.
See, this is the thing that I think makes it different, though, is because I really think there's a Tilda Swinton factor in this, in that she likes the character, she wants to do it, and
apparently
they like working with her. So
I think she likes it too much.
She's like a proven... She's a proven factor. Like, they know whatever she does is going to be good. So...
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how much of the feedback from viewers on... I think the filmmakers like Tilda Swinton, but I'm not sure how many viewers actually really do like having her in each film.
Yeah.
I mean, as I read reviews of filmgoers, whether they're book readers or non-book readers, I don't see so much... Oh, but you know, the real highlight of the film for me was seeing Tilda Swinton. I don't really see that.
But for them, it's apparently important enough that they have shoehorned her into every film since Wardrobe. So, mm-hmm. And the thing that makes me feel hopeful about Magician's Nephew is that it's clearly a story that they are excited about. I mean, it's something that we've been hearing rumors for a long time. So it's not just been, like, a recent thing. So the
I haven't heard rumors for a long time. I've only heard rumors within the last 2 months.
I want to say it was at least a year ago when...
Really?
It was a long time ago when
Where did you hear the rumor from?
It was when someone told me that they heard on the grapevine that the producers were considering doing Magician's Nephew next. Like, that was even an option. It was a long time ago. So, I mean, I can look it up, find an exact timeline, but it has been before this last 2 months. I can tell you that positively.
Huh.
So, that alone tells me that this is something that they really want to do. And when the filmmakers are excited about what they're doing and they really care about the story and it's something they're personally invested in, I think you get a much better product overall. It can happen.
It has more potential
because there's a lot of thought and love and care put mm-hmm. into it, which is the reason why I think Prince Caspian turned out so good. I mean, it had some problems with the story, but it was handled with care. Like, Andrew Adamson, he made his choice and he stuck with it, and then he made it work as much as possible. Whereas with Don Treader, I don't see as much of that. I don't see as much of that thought process and just a lot of tender love and care
mm-hmm.
that Prince Caspian had. So I think if they can get more of the Prince Caspian feel to Magician's Nephew, you know, just the attitude and caring about it, I think it will do much. It has a much higher potential for being a good film.
Yeah, I think that I do agree that. I mean, yeah, if they don't want to do the Silverchair, then they're not going to make a good film. If they really want to do the Magician's Nephew, maybe it'll be a good film. I'm still not sure why they. You know, again, we're guessing why they want to do The Magician's Nephew next. I think we can make some good guesses. But a lot of my optimism or pessimism is connected to how I think they're excited about the source material. You know, I've said before, I think that Andrew Adamson really respected the source material and in many ways understood it. I think there are some significant things he didn't understand about it, but I think in many ways that he did there's lots about the source material he understood. With the story creators behind Don Treader, I don't think they respected the story, nor do I think they understood it.
Right. It's a lot less...
So that's where I'm not sure how I'm really careful. I might be able to buy. I don't know. I'm at the point where I might be open to them saying, to believing, okay, I think they really do respect Lewis's work here. After Don Treader, I'm very pessimistic about whether or not they understand more than half of it. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I've said it before that I think the way that
I don't know who the screenwriters are. We'll have to find out.
Right.
I'm talking about, you know, from a studio standpoint, Walden has kind of I've lost faith in Walden.
Yeah, they don't have the greatest track record with adaptions, I will say that.
So, I mean, we'll just have to see. I am more, with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, I was pretty much in a neutral place. I really was not sure how to, seeing The Lord of the Rings merely convinced me that a good fantasy adaptation could be done, that it was possible. I was kind of on a neutral plane with Prince Caspian. I'm sorry, going with Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Prince Caspian, I was fairly, mostly positive, I think. Don Treader, I was kind of becoming more negative. Now, at this point, I'm looking forward. I'm kind of mostly negative at the beginning of the film, but I'm not going to write off The Magician's Nephew just because, I mean,
just because of Don Treader.
I think the quality of adaptation between Prince Caspian and Don Treader was so drastic that
I'm not going to write off
The Magician's Nephew.
Right. I think what happened with the whole back story to Don Treader is pretty. There was a lot of stuff working against it, just with the whole production studios changing and obviously switching. Basically, the whole plot line. Okay, well, first they did the whole leaked script, and then they decided to keep it but take some stuff out, and it was just a big mess. So that, because that happened, does not tell me that it will happen again.
None of that necessitated. To me, none of that necessitated what happened with Don Treader. And we're kind of getting off topic here, but I mean, if you read the stuff that they considered with The Lord of the Rings, I mean, they experiment in early drafts. They go all over the place.
Yeah.
And they did some crazy stuff with The Lord of the Rings, and look how it turned out. So, I'm just saying that, I don't know. I don't see that really as an excuse.
Not as an excuse, but just because of that. Like, if I was just going off of Don Treader alone, because there was obviously there was a lot of stuff that was wrong with it. There was lots of stuff that was really good with it, but there was just some stuff that I absolutely hated. But just because that happened does not make me think that that will happen again.
I don't know. I'm kind of seeing it more from the perspective of...
I think I would feel better with them making Magician's Nephew than Silverchair, simply because I think with Silverchair, originally they were planning to tie Don Treader and Silverchair together.
The
whole Green Curdle thing. And now that that's really not going to work...
I really don't want
to see Don Treader point two
less anxious about Magician's Nephew from an adaptation standpoint than I would be with Silverchair. I'll admit
right.
that. I think I have less grounds to be anxious with that. I'm kind of looking at it as, look what Walden Disney produced, and now it's look what Fox Walden produced. You know,
that's
kind of how
so.
I. Yeah, it's like,
so,
you know,
I guess,
Walden and Disney did this, and I mean, I know that Disney didn't, and Fox only have so much control over the story. I'm just saying that that's kind of how I see it.
Yeah. And who knows?
Not saying it's justified. I'm just saying that's kind of what's affecting me. I'm sort of like, once...
You know, I think we should ask Andrew Adamson to come
actually,
back.
I will go on the record right now. I want Andrew Adamson to come back for Horseman's Boy. If they ever make it, I think he would be fantastic for Horseman's Boy. Just throwing that out there right now.
I think he would be good for Magician's Nephew. I think that's his kind of... You know,
I think Del Toro, Guillermo del Toro he certainly has the skill, I think, to do something like The Magician's Nephew. A very complicated and intricate fantasy.
Just don't get
story.
Michael Bay. Like that.
Don't say that word. Don't say that. Watch your language. This is, we have children listening here. Maybe. I doubt it. But
yeah. If you are, what are you doing?
Get a life, people. Come on. You're too young. Don't throw your lives away.
I mean, look what happened to us. When we were young, we started doing this, and now we're doing podcasts. And yeah.
Well.
So anyway, I'm kind of. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I think ultimately they're going to do whatever they want to do, whether we personally like it or not.
Well, we've
seen
that before.
So we're not required to like the film, but we might as well just, hey, wait and see what happens, right?
Well, that's all we can do.
Yep.
And criticize and irk and squirm and jump and maybe giggle along the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? All right. Well, Jim Penn, this was fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See you back on the analysis.
All right.
And cut.
I was going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.